from Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here saying hello once again and welcome to the program in the Savior's precious name. It's our privilege and indeed great pleasure to be on the air to Let the Bible Speak. If you've been listening in to the program and the Lord has blessed His Word to your heart and you haven't as yet written to tell us, then why not make a point of dropping us a line? We'd be glad to hear from you. It's always a great encouragement to hear from our listeners. We're thankful to those who have taken time to write, but we'd like to hear from many more. And I know that there are others who are listening and the Lord is blessing His Word to their hearts. So make a point this week of dropping us a line. It might be that you're listening into the programs, but you're not yet saved. You're not yet in Christ. You're still in your sins. You're under God's wrath and condemnation. There is mercy and forgiveness for you, found only in the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's the great aim and object and purpose of these broadcasts that as you listen in to God's Word, that you would come to a personal, saving faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the prayer and desire of our hearts for you. So be certain to listen to the Word of God today as the Reverend Ivan Foster lets the Bible speak.
Welcome, everyone. Thank you for joining with us for our study of God's Word today. We're going to be looking at Mark chapter 7, the concluding remarks of Christ to those Pharisees and scribes to whom He was talking. We'll be turning to those verses in just a moment or two. Now we're going to have a hymn. It's by Mrs. Margaret Craig, one of my favourite singers, and it's a beautiful hymn, Sharon's Rose.
Thank you.
Turn with me now then to Mark chapter 7. We'll begin our reading at the verse 14. And when he had called all the people unto him, he said unto them, Hearken unto me, every one of you, and understand. There is nothing from without a man, that entering into him can defile him. But the things which come out of him, those are they that defile the man. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. And when he was entered into the house from the people, his disciples asked him concerning the parable. And he saith unto them, Are ye so without understanding also? Do ye not perceive that whatsoever thing from without entereth into the man, it cannot defile him? Because it entereth not into his heart, but into the belly, and goeth out into the draught, purging all meats. And they said, That which cometh out of the man, that defileth the man. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man. Now we have been looking at the challenge of these opponents of the Saviour and his answers to them. Now the Saviour appeals to the people who would have been standing about and listening to all that was being said. The Lord Jesus was keen to press the truth upon those who were following this discussion. The Saviour wanted the people to learn an important lesson. It is not what touches a man on the outward that defile a man, but rather it is that which comes from within the man himself. We need to give attention to the inward, for it is not giving attention to the outward that makes any real change in a man. I have seen beautiful carvings in the form of fruit, so lifelike that you're almost tempted to try and take a bite out of them. But they're only wood. They are pieces of wood carved by skillful hands in the forms of apples and pears. They have been changed in their outward appearance to look like something else, but they remain pieces of wood. And you can alter and influence the outward man, but he remains inwardly what he has always been since his birth. Much religion today is concentrated on the outward appearance, on the outward man, but the religion of Christ concentrates on the heart. The second thing the Saviour wanted the people standing about to understand is this: defilement comes from within a man. We hear so much today that trouble within the nation is the result of the environment in which those who cause the trouble live. Consequently, we talk of poverty, we talk of the lack of employment, we talk about education, and we blame those things for the trouble. But that is not what the Bible tells us. Defilement comes from within the heart of man. The Lord Jesus Christ taught that man is a lost, undone, and sinful creature, that no matter how much you change on the outward, remains a lost, undone, and sinful creature. It's not environment, it's not surroundings, it's not even company that defile the man. It's out of the heart that murders, adulteries, fornications, etc. come. Company may influence and encourage, but I tell you, they are not the source of man's corruption. The Word of God teaches us that Christ Jesus came into the world to seek and to save that which was lost. Luke 19, verse 10. The Saviour, on another occasion, said, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Man cannot save himself. He's lost and undone. And by outward alterations, influences, and changes, nothing will be accomplished. That's why we have in the world so many religious sinners. They think that their church going, their church attendance, will make a difference. It doesn't. It doesn't. It brings no change at all. Not until the heart of man is dealt with will there be a change. The challenge of Christ is for men to hear what he says. That's why he concludes these remarks to the people standing about with that appeal. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. Verse 16. Have you an ear to hear and heed what Christ says today? Having a gospel ear is a bit like having a musical ear. Those who do not cannot understand what it is that others derive from listening to music. How many see no beauty in Christ or recognize the wisdom and love and mercy that there is in him? They have, as it were, no desire for him. Animals can hear sounds that we humans cannot hear. Their ears are capable of tuning in to that which is beyond our hearing range. Is the gospel beyond your hearing range today? Do you have ears to hear and a heart to heed what Christ has to say? Oh, may God speak now to your soul, dear listener.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.